Hi, welcome to episode 3 of We Used to Be Best Friends. I am your host, Sabrina. And on today's episode, we are diving deep into the topic of why it feels so difficult to make new friends in your adulthood. Before we dive into the topic, let's cue the music and I will see you on the other side. So I'm in my 30s and I've recently started to attempt to make new friends from scratch. And a lot of times when I tell other friends about this, their immediate response is, making new friends is so hard. I'm not doing it. I'm not trying it. I've given up. I've dealt with a lot of horrible friends in a long time and I'm just okay being alone. Which, granted, I'm also okay with being alone and being by myself and having my own me time. But at the same time, I also want to share my life with other people. And I do want to make new friends, especially since I have just moved to a new state. I don't know anyone here. And I just want to roam around and meet new people. I've recently joined Bumble BFF and I've also been going to different classes and hobbies that I enjoy doing, like going to play tennis or going to belly dance. However, before I started Bumble BFF, I told myself the only way that I can join this is if I go into it with a positive mindset. I cannot go into it with a pessimistic mindset. I cannot go into it thinking, oh, it is so difficult to make good, genuine friends. If that is my initial belief going into this, then I am going to receive that exact result. The universe is very, very good at giving you exactly what your belief system at the time is. So if you go into something thinking in that way, you are definitely going to be shown exactly what your belief system is. So I definitely told myself I am not going into this with a negative mindset. And so far, my Bumble BFF journey has been pretty good. I have met a few amazing girls that are very interesting and very fun and very genuine. And I think it's because I've gone into this with such a positive mindset. But I'm also not going to lie to you guys. I still have that fear in the back of my mind when it comes to friends. I feel like we have all been traumatized by friends at one point or another. I started this TikTok and podcast talking about friendship breakups, and I feel like it is such a canon event in a woman's life that we have all experienced at least one traumatic friendship breakup or experienced one horribly toxic friend that we've had to deal with. And I think because of that trauma, we have built this belief in our mind that, you know, friends will eventually hurt us. Friends will eventually betray us. Friends are only good for a season. And, you know, friends come and go. And it really puts this mindset of a very superficial, temporary type of friendship. And I see a lot of people not really putting value in friendship, not really putting effort in friendship because they have that mindset of, oh, this is temporary. This person's going to leave my life eventually. So what's the point? And I absolutely completely get that. But at the same time, I feel like we are doing ourselves a disservice because I think that friendships are really the biggest portion of womanhood. It is a sisterhood. We need our friends to keep us motivated, to keep us sane, to have somebody to go to talk to share our woes and understand us in a very feminine way. I understand that romantic relationships have been put on such a pedestal recently, and we do consider our romantic relationships our best friend, which is wonderful, but I do not think that a man truly understands womanhood, truly understands what we have to go through, whether it is emotionally, physically, hormonally, as a woman, and our story and what the little things that we have to do as women to keep ourselves safe, to make sure that we are good in a very difficult world that has made it very unsafe for women. Having a sisterhood, having those close-knit friends is super, super important, especially if you're in a long-term romantic relationship, if you're married. Like, it's still important to have those girls' nights. It's still important to have those friends that you can just hang out with and chit-chat and enjoy yourselves, watch a movie, do a girls' night, do a spa night, whatever it is. It is super important to have that foundation built. I also think a big reason why it's so difficult to make new friends is because we haven't truly been taught how to make new friends. I think we have been taught how to handle the dating game and when to figure out if a romantic partner is right for us, figuring out if their morals and values align to us, but we really do not vet our friends or potential friends enough in the beginning. It seems like we meet someone, automatically vet them based on their initial energy and initial vibe, and from there we're like, oh, I like your vibe, we are friends, and we immediately label them as a friend, and we do not vet them. We have a poor understanding of what we think a friend is, and the moment we end up meeting someone and labeling them as a friend, we automatically give them all of those characteristics that we envision in our head is a friend, without seeing if they meet those characteristics in the first place. And what ends up happening is most of the time we end up being that friend that we have envisioned to people, but we don't see whether they are that friend that we envision for us. So a lot of us end up in the situation where we're super supportive of our friends. We're super, you know, compassionate, and we listen to their problems, we listen to their woes, we take the time out of our day to listen to them vent to us, basically playing therapist. But then we realize when it comes to our turn, when we're having a breakdown, when we really need support and we reach out to that friend is not there. And that's where the heartbreak happens. And instead of us realizing, hey, this person is not a friend, clearly, they're disappearing on us when we need them the most. No, instead we end up shaming ourselves for picking the wrong person. And we really, really shame ourselves for that. We're like making it our whole responsibility that this person is not a good friend to us, instead of just looking at the reality and being like, they're not willing to put in the reciprocal effort. Okay, got it. This person is not the right friend for me. And what do in the dating game when a guy is not the right person for us? We remove them. And that is what we need to start doing. We need to vet our friends better and remove them when they're not the right person for us. However, we tend to waste a lot of our own time because we don't vet our friends in the beginning. We need to vet people in the beginning before we label them and slap a label on them, be like, this is my best friend. Because sooner or later, you're going to find out that this person that you labeled is not really a friend at all. And that is the most heartbreaking thing that you can ever experience, because you start to judge yourself. Not only do you shame yourself, but you start to judge and question your own judgment. And you start to think to yourself, oh, maybe I'm just not good at picking friends. Maybe I attract the wrong people. And that adds to the shame, to the guilt. And sooner or later, we're so sick and tired of trying that we just give up. And we just get used to being alone and not sharing with anybody and not being friends with anybody. And we get used to having those friends that we've known for a very long time that, you know, are good friends, that we have the foundation, but, you know, it's kind of lonely because no one's really reaching out to anybody. And even though you do have friends that have been friends for a very long time, maybe you still feel alone because no one's really contacting anyone. No one's really checking in on anyone. And it just becomes a very lonely, lonely experience. So how do we vet our friends? Well, first off, we really need to write down the character traits, the characteristics, the values, the morals that we expect from a friend. And from there, we need to really go into a friendship as if we're going into a dating game. We have to ask them questions and see how they behave, how they react, to figure out if this person is the right friend for us. Because I feel like we end up getting bamboozled in the beginning because we get love bombed by friends. Yes, that's a thing. If a man can love bomb you in the beginning and give you the initial greatest experience, the first few dates, and you think that this is the perfect person, your friends, people, this is a personality trait. People do this to other people. So it doesn't really matter if it's platonic or romantic. Even in platonic relationships, people love bomb each other. So a lot of the times we fall for that initial vibe, but the initial vibe isn't always real, especially if there is no reciprocity and there is no consistency. Just like we want consistency and reciprocity from a romantic partner, we should be asking that from our friends too. It is the same thing. This is all encompassing a relationship. And yes, maybe there's a little bit more to a romantic relationship, but you also want to trust your friends as much as possible, because you will be going to your friends and telling them secrets and telling them things about your life that is super vulnerable and super important. I know that when it comes to my friends, I've told them things that I have not told my mother. I have been super vulnerable with friends and told them secrets and talked about topics that involve womanhood, that involve really honestly disgusting topics. I mean, we've all done this where we talk to our friends about our bodies. We talk to our friends about our periods. We talked about our friends about like things that we deal with in a romantic relationship, in our sexual lives. We have divulged a lot more to our friends than we divulge to our partners or our even our mothers. So why are we not vetting friends well? Because this is very, very vulnerable subjects that we are allowing people in. Why are we not vetting them accordingly? And it's the same thing. If you're in the dating game and you're looking for an honest man, you can't keep ignoring every single time he lies to you or he lies to other people. This is showing you that this man is not honest. And what we end up doing is we get into a relationship with someone and expecting this liar to fix themselves to become an honest man. And we're already shooting ourselves in the foot trying to get a pathological liar to become honest. What are we doing? It is not our responsibility to fix this person. It really isn't. And it's the same thing when it comes to friends. Absolute same thing. You can't keep ignoring the red flags that you see in the beginning. If you want your friend to be honest with you, you have to see whether they're an honest person. If they're constantly lying to their family, to their boyfriend, to other people, coworkers, whatever it is, are you really being friends with someone that is honest? No, you're getting yourself into a friendship with someone that is a liar. And it's the same thing. If you want a friend to be supportive, look how they treat other people. Are they supportive to those other people? Is it yes? Then you may have a supportive friend. How are they treating you? How are they treating their family? How are they treating their other friends? How are they talking about their other friends? These are all important moments that you really have to pay attention to in the beginning of the friendship in order to vet this person and see if they have the same morals and standards that you desire in a friend. And no, it is not asking for too much. Anyone that tells you you're asking for too much, you're too needy, you're too clingy, your standards are too high, then you know what, honey? If they want less, they can go find less. You cannot keep pushing your standards down for somebody who's not willing to meet your standards. I'm sorry, but having standards is not a bad thing. You deserve a good friend in your life, just like you deserve the perfect partner in your life. And you can't keep lowering your standards for people who are not willing to put in the effort for you. And honestly, a good friend will do their best to be a good friend to you. So if you have those standards and you expect your friends to be at a certain par, a certain level, then you need to pick friends that are expecting that on the same level as you. You cannot have certain standards and be friends with someone who has low standards. I'm sorry, it just doesn't work out. Not everybody wants the same thing, and that is completely fine. Just like you have certain boxes for a romantic relationship and you want those boxes checked, your non-negotiables, and then there's also boxes that you're like, okay, I can let this slide. It is the same thing when it comes to your friends. You need to figure out what your non-negotiables are for friends, and do not settle when those non-negotiables are not met, because the things that bother you in the beginning of the friendship are going to be the things that will end the friendship in the long run. And you can tolerate enough, but sooner or later, you're going to get to a point where you are sick and tired of tolerating this behavior. And sometimes doing yourself the favor of figuring out what your non-negotiables are in the beginning and seeing if this person is willing to or has the ability to meet those non-negotiables, perfect. Then you guys are perfect friends. But if they keep faltering, you need to ask yourself, hey, is this person right for me or not? And it doesn't make that person a bad person. It just doesn't make them the right person for you, the right fit for you. For example, one of my biggest non-negotiable is a lack of communication. So if somebody cannot communicate issues with me, even if they're small issues, if they have no ability to come up to me and be like, hey, Sabrina, you said this and this yesterday, and you know, I kind of felt hurt about it, and brings up issues so that we can work on it, we can fix it. If they don't have that ability for me, I can't be friends with that kind of person. I have tolerated so many friends in the past that are very avoidant, that tend to not bring up issues when the issues arise, and they kind of sit on it, but they sit on it so long to the point where they build resentment and they end up having a laundry list of things that I have done wrong or things that they don't want to see in their friend. And instead of bringing it to me where I either A, can fix it and improve myself so that we can keep this friendship running, or B, we can both realize that, hey, maybe this is not a right fit and maybe we're not compatible as friends, which is completely fine. If we don't work, we don't work. We can't keep fitting a square into a circle. And I feel like we end up making friends that are either I'm a circle friend and they're a square friend, and the square can't fit into the circle or whatever it is. And we end up building resentment towards each other, and these conversations don't come up. These difficult conversations don't come up until there is one moment where we just both blow up, or one person blows up on the other, and it's a huge catastrophe. And these are like little discussions that we could have that could have solved issues. So for me, I cannot be friends with somebody that is not proactive with fixing problems, that is not solution oriented, that does not see the value of communication. And I think that is completely fine for me to have that standard. I've tried, and I cannot keep being friends with people that don't meet that standard. There was this girl on TikTok that really nailed it on the head. She talked about three different types of people in friendships. Like, there's the type one or type A, which we're very event oriented. We want people to be very highly communicative, and we want people to reach out to talk to us, to not really like disappear for months at a time. There's type B or type two, where they're kind of like communicative at some portions of their friendship, and then some portions they're very isolative and they don't really want to communicate. And then there's the third tier, or type C, where they're very flaky in communication, very flaky when it comes to events. Sometimes they're there, sometimes they're not. And it's important to differentiate what kind of friend this is. A type A friend cannot really be friends with a type three friend. I mean, they can be friends, but you can't expect a type three friend to be very communicative, because it's just not that type of person. And that's why I'm saying you have to vet your friends. You have to figure out what kind of person they are. And it doesn't make them a bad person if they're a type three friend. It just means that you're not compatible. And for me, I'm a type A friend, where I want communication. I want to discuss things. I want to work things through. And I can't keep asking a type C or three friend. I'm so confused with these numbers and letters, but I hope you can keep up with me. I can't keep asking them to meet me and be communicative when that's not their style. That's not the type of person that they are. And I have to also realize that. And you know, if that is too much for me to handle, and I keep getting annoyed, or I keep getting irritated and frustrated with that, then, you know, I can love them from afar, but I have to set my own boundaries. I can't keep inviting them to events knowing that they're going to flake. So maybe not invite them often. Or I can't keep expecting them to answer my calls or communicate often if that's not what they're ever going to do. So I need to set my boundaries to protect myself, so I'm not expecting behavior out of someone that is not going to meet those standards that I have. And it's completely fine. Maybe I need to find a type A friend just like me. And maybe the type C friend needs to find a type C friend just like them. And we need to figure out who we're compatible with. That is the answer. So is it really difficult to make new friends? I don't truly think so. I think it becomes difficult if we are expecting certain behaviors out of people that are not able to meet those behaviors or those standards. I think we really need to figure out what we're looking for in a friend before picking someone based on initial vibe, and then labeling them a friend, and then putting all those characteristics and expectations on someone that we have not vetted enough to see whether they're able to meet those expectations or standards. That is the issue here. And we have a poor, poor time doing that. And we end up disappointing ourselves because we meet someone, we like their vibe, but they don't meet our expectations. And then we get, you know, disappointed. And because of that disappointment, we give up. And that, I don't think that that's the way to go about it. I think we need to go into it figuring out exactly what we want, knowing exactly what we want in a friend. And then from there, we see if this friend fits those standards or not. And if they don't, that's completely fine. they're not the right person for us. And we let them go with love and we move on to find someone else. My Bumble BFF journey has been quite interesting, but I have met really good people and really genuine friends because I have kept my standards high and I am still currently vetting people and seeing whether they meet those standards. And I'm not going to be disappointed if they don't. It's okay if they're not my person. It's okay if they're not the right fit for me. I will find someone that is the right fit for me. And yes, throughout this Bumble BFF journey, I have gotten ghosted. I have noticed that people are not very good at communication. And again, this is important to notice and to see in the beginnings of the conversations. You know, if I have a non-negotiable when it comes to communication and it comes to initiative, I can't expect that out of someone who's not willing to show that. So I'm not really butthurt when they have ghosted and disappeared on me and they have not really communicated. It's just the universe's way of saying, this person's not compatible with you. Move on and make space for someone that is. And it's completely fine. We're not meant to be friends. That is completely fine. But I have gone out and met girls out there that have put in the effort, that do meet the standards that I have. We have that compatibility. And it makes it more fun when you really end up finding someone that fits you and is like the other puzzle piece. It is possible. It's not impossible to find friends. It is very possible to find friends. You just have to go about it in a way where you are truly vetting the people the right way. Do not give up, you guys, when it comes to making friends. Do not give up. It is very, very possible to make new friends. You just have to learn to become very, very good at identifying who is right for you and who is not, and to sift through people. Remove people from your life that are not right for you, and keep people in your life that are right for you. You can't keep bending over backwards for people that just keep disappointing you and not meeting your standards. You cannot fit a square into a circle if you're a circle friend. You need to find another circle friend. Okay, it needs to be compatible. It needs to work. Hell, you can find a triangle friend. That might fit into a circle depending on how big the triangle is. Or honestly, how big the square is too. But it's still, you have to vet your friends in the first initial interactions, the first few months of getting to know them. You have to see if they fit and if they work with you in your lifestyle, in the things that you like. Are you compatible? But you cannot initially go into it and be like, I pick you, you're cool, and I'm just going to add all of these characteristics that I expect a friend to have. I'm going to put all those characteristics on you. And the moment I find out that you actually don't possess those characteristics, I'm going to be hurt and disappointed. That is not the way to go about it. And I think that that is the mistake that we've been doing for years. We have not learned how to vet our friends. We have not learned how to officially have the ability to make friends. And I'm here to teach that. So before you go out there and try to make new friends, write down on a piece of paper the characteristics you desire out of a friend. Just like you have those boxes that you need from a romantic relationship, what are your friendship boxes? What are those friendship boxes? What are you looking for? And as soon as you figure out what you are looking for, stick to it. Go out there, meet new people, talk to new people, figure out if they meet those boxes, if they tick those boxes. If they do, amazing. If they don't, let them go with love. They are not the right person for you. Don't keep investing in someone that is not meeting or ticking in those boxes, okay? That is all for this episode. I really hope you enjoyed it. Please let me know if there are any topics that you really want me to dive deep into in the next episode. You can email me at weusedtobebestfriendspodcast@gmail.com. Send in your friendship stories if you want me to read it and analyze it. Also, send me questions. Send me comments. Let me know what you want me to focus on in the next episode. I am here for you guys, and I really, really want us to learn to make better friends in the future and to have those truly movie-worthy friendships, because we deserve it. We deserve it all. And as always, I love you. Have a blessed day, and I will talk to you soon. Ta-ta!